Jerry Bader Show 926. I don't remember the exact quote, but Ronald Reagan said, "The problem with the left is the things that they know that aren't." In other words, the articles of faith, one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, that liberals accept as fact, with no basis in fact, no evidence to support that. And that would be okay. Well, it wouldn't be okay, but it would be tenable, it would be tolerable, if the media didn't facilitate them in perpetrating these myths. Now, global warming is the biggest one right now, and even the media is starting to, if you'll pardon the pun as we talk about global warming, get a little bipolar, because they're starting to realize, well, you know, the temperature hasn't really, warmed since 1998. Now, you know, we're a little confused on this. I know you told us about this pause thing in global warming, but you kind of told us about that after it had kind of started. So can you help us out here? Now, the global warming frauds continue to push this, and now there's a 95% certainty now that humans are causing that which hasn't happened in 15 years. I mean, they continue to push that. You're getting the same thing with Republicans are allowing the nation's infrastructure to crumble. Trying to blame Scott Walker for the Frigo Bridge failure is preposterous, and I've already pointed out why. But every time there's an infrastructure failure, that's Republicans, they wouldn't spend money on it. Well, much of this springs from after peeing away $1 trillion of stimulus, which is exactly what happened. Remember Shovel Ready? There were no shovel-ready projects. That phrase was meant to imply that a lot of infrastructure work was going to get done with the stimulus. Virtually none did. Instead, that thing just dealt with every liberal dream list item, wish list item that ever existed. It didn't put thousands of people to work, building bridges and roads and so on. However you feel about government stimulus, at least you would have gotten something out of it had it done that. Didn't do anything. It basically just helped pay for existing teachers, and it was money peed away. So then this is where, now that they didn't spend the stimulus on infrastructure projects, then they wanted somewhere between another $500 billion and $1 trillion for infrastructure. Now the Republicans are being obstructionists because you won't spend that money on infrastructure. Well, you got almost $1 trillion. Why didn't you spend some of that on the infrastructure? Now you want more. And why are we supposed to believe now that you're going to actually spend it on infrastructure? But that's what they're using to bludgeon Republicans. And that's exactly what you're seeing happen with the Frigo Bridge and Governor Scott Walker. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of North.